Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, I am Christine Clark and co-hosting, filling in for Dr. Pat. And as she continues to recover from her knee surgery, want to just send some good, positive energy out to Dr. Pat. So all of you folks that are listening, we're going to do a deep breath in. We're going to fill that breath with energy and healing, and then we're going to blow that out to Dr. Pat. So this is for you, Dr. Pat. Take a deep breath in. Fill with the energy, with the healing, and blow that out. There we go. That's for you. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me on the web at sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at SunGlow Transformation. Today, we're going to talk about what happens when the call comes to step up your game, fill a new role, work at a higher level, become partner. And of course, you want to say yes. We want to step into that. So you say yes, and then you got to figure it out. So today we're going to talk about in The Forging of Life, Truth and Creation of Katana, what it takes to tap into your significance, to anchor and confirm who you are, what you're about, so that you can claim life of fulfillment and abundance, especially when the opportunity steps up and gives you that door to walk through. So I want to talk about Forging Life, Truth in the Creation of Katana. For me, this is metaphor that works so very well. My husband is the maker of the Japanese style sword blades. A katana is a samurai sword. It is a Japanese style sword blade. If you've seen Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai or Keanu Reeves in 47 Ronin or Ronin, or heaven forbid the Kill Bill movies, you have seen a katana. Those are the Japanese style sword blades. And the process to create a katana starts with a billet of steel, is drawn out, it is pre-curved and edges put on it, it goes through a thermal cycling, it goes through grinding, and then eventually it gets full polished and mounted to become that amazing work of art that is a highly functional tool. And I love the metaphor of forging a life, the truth in katana, because there is so much in our society that idolizes quick and easy and fast. And the truth is that to really claim a life of significance, to really thrive, it takes work, it takes time. And the process to make a katana takes work, it takes time. There's a lot of steps, and we have to walk through all of them to be able to have what we want, have that vision that we've created in our head. And it all starts with drawing the billet out, the initial forging. The billet of steel goes into the fire, it gets really hot, and then it goes under the hammer, and it gets drawn out into this long cylindrical piece. For us, our drawing out happens from birth on, and we experience life. We are formed. We are put into the fire. We are hammered on a little bit. And all of these stories, all the experiences, in truth, are helping us be who we are meant to be, learn the lessons that we have to learn in order to claim what we are looking for, claim what we want to create in our life and in our business. And I want to share just a couple of stories from my own life experience. And just as I was putting this show together, thinking about what I want to talk about, what do I want to share with you today? And first one is when I was in college, my brother and my father took my sister and I, along with our then boyfriends, to northern Minnesota. We went into the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness, where you backpack and canoe in. And we fell in love with the wilderness. We fell in love with the trip. And we went back time and again, year after year after year. One of the years when we were coming back out of our stay in the wilderness, we'd been in for a week, we had really strong headwinds. And we got to the final lake, which was a huge, wide, open space. And the water was being blown so much. So we had a 3-foot chop on this lake, which is a lot when you're sitting in a Kevlar lightweight canoe. That's a lot of motion in the water. And the lake was very large, very long. And we decided, well, this is our last day. We need to get out. We're going to do it. And in the water, every so often, there were rocks that would stick up out of the water, like little teeny tiny islands. And so we set off from the shore we were on, heading for the landing, and went for the first set of rocks. And it took all the strength we had. I remember I was kneeling in the front of the canoe, plunging my paddle as far into the water as I could, giving it all I could have. And we made it to the first set of rocks. And there we were able to catch our breath, breathe a little bit, and then set out again. And it took us 3 tries to move from that first set, because every time the nose of the canoe got past the rocks, the wind would catch us and spin us around. And finally, we were able to straighten out, be straight into the waves, because if you got caught sideways, it was enough that it could roll us, dump us in the water. And we got to the second set of rocks, and then we got to the shore, and we were able to pull the canoes up onto the land, and we made it. We were exhausted, we were enthralled, we were excited, and we made it. The other story I want to share with you is when I left corporate America to become a solo entrepreneur. I was working as an underwriter for auto and home insurance, been doing that for 7 years, putting in 50 and 60 hour weeks. And when my first son was born, I suddenly realized I didn't want to be in corporate anymore. I didn't want to be working 50 and 60 hours a week and have someone else raise my little one. I had started in direct sales that same year, and I figured I could make that work. I had not done the smart thing of building my direct sales business to replace my salary. I just knew I needed out. And so I hopped off corporate ladder, and I learned to tread water. I learned how to swim. I sunk a little bit. I came back up. And for the next 30 plus years, I made the solo entrepreneurship work so that I could be home, raise my kids, and not be working 60 and 70 hours a week in an office job. Those two stories for me solidified several things about who I am and what I'm capable of. I am, let's say, not very risk adverse. I am willing to risk. I am willing to step out. I'm willing to go for it. And that when I do, yes, it's scary. Yes, it can be tumultuous. And I make it. I figure out how to make it, and we keep on going. So what I wanted for you to talk about, what I want to share with you, is that the stories of our life, it's not about the events. It's about the stories we tell ourselves. I could very well have decided that going across that water was probably one of the dumbest things I'd ever done, and I would never do it again, and to protect myself and not continue to adventure out. I could have decided that hopping off corporate when money got tight, when it was hard, that I needed to go back and get another job. And I could have made up other stories that I wasn't capable, didn't have the ability. And so what I want you to know is that the events and facts mean less than our stories. It's the stories that we tell ourselves that carry the weight. And I'm going to walk you through a process, a visualization to really bring that home when we come back from our first break. We're going to take a little break here. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me on my website, which is sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook at SunGlow Transformation. I work one-on-one with people, coaching privately. I do small groups, which I call mastermind, and you can bring me to your friend, your team, your group to have inspirational speaking and interactive training. So we'll take a little break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about how to really see the stories to carry us forward to confirm our capability.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging Life, Truths and Creation of Katana. We're talking about connecting to those pieces of our story that help us succeed in life and in business. When we have experiences, the experiences themselves do not carry the weight of the meaning. It's the stories we create, the things that we tell ourselves about the event that carry the weight. And I want for you, I'm going to walk you through a visualization because this is really important to be able to claim the best, claim the lessons, claim everything that allows you to recognize your own brilliance, your own strengths, and that you're capable. So imagine in front of you that you have a giant white erase board. And on the far left side is a little circle That's your birth. And on the far right side is another circle that is current today. And in between is all this space. And you're going to put some X's, and they're going to be all over the place, filling up the space in between. Kind of like a football playbook. I want you to put X's for every time things went badly, for every time you didn't get the outcomes you wanted, for every time there was an argument, for every time you were short-tempered, for every time that you were hurt, for every time that there was loss. And if you fill up that space with all these negative events, you're going to have an absolutely 100% true story of your life from birth to the present moment. But now I want you to take a big, giant, wide, dry erase brush, and you're going to fill in back and forth. Choo, 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 choo. So that board is completely black now, except for the circle on the left where you're born and the circle on the right where you are now. And instead of X's, we're going to put stars all over, up, down, through the middle. And I want you to put stars for every time you succeeded, every time you won, every time there was a hug, every time there was love, every time there was understanding, every time you learned and saw a new perspective, every time you risked and stepped out and tried something new. And now you're going to have a board that is completely filled with an absolutely 100% true story of your life. And the question is, which board are you going to look at? Are you going to look at the board with the X's, or are you going to look at the board with the stars? And that's what it means to write the stories, to support yourself, to claim all of the best, and then live in that to move yourself forward. So that's part of the initial forging in the katana that creates, draws us out. And what the drawing out is preparing us to be able to take on and continue forward. The next part of the process of creating a katana is the pre-curve. Now, the blade gets bent into a big U shape, and it's done that way so that when you put the bevel on, you have to put an edge on. And so you've got the inside of that curve is going to get bevels put on it. And as those bevels put on it, you're forming an edge, and the curve straightens out. It is the pre-planning. This is the intellectual process of deciding how you're going to get what you want. For us, it's when we invest in education, when we invest in training, when we learn new skills, new tools, when we do our business plan. That's all the pre-curve. It's a very intellectual process to set it up, to create the framework for success. And we set it all up. We make it work for ourselves. Now, the thing about the pre-curve, the thing about our planning, our training, is it prepares us, and it's all intellectual. When you actually implement, when you take that pre-curve and you start putting on the bevels, making that edge for yourself, that's an emotional process. The intellectual is the setup. The implementation is an emotional. And we are each on our unique path. And if you picture yourself being on the top of that curve, looking forward, the curve is going to disappear in front of you and you can't see it. And as you take steps, as you begin to do implementation, then little by little, you'll see a little further down the path, a little further down the path, a little further down the path. So you're learning as you go. Now, if you have a perfectly straight paved path in front of you, that's not your path. We love to have the simplicity. We want somebody else to tell us that it's all going to be perfect. We buy into programs and we read books and that promise us that if we do the three easy steps, we'll have it made. And all of that is lovely intellectual knowledge. But you have to walk your own path. You have to straighten that blade one step at a time, one hammer blow at a time, and walk your own path. And if you can see it, it's not yours. It's somebody else's. And it's not going to get you where you want to go. I remember when I was with my children, my oldest was 5. My youngest was barely 6 weeks old. And we were in a hotel swimming pool. And I'm holding the six-month-old, and we're in the shallow end, and my older son is working his way around the pool and along the edge, and he gets all the way to the far edge of the pool where it's about 5.5 feet deep, which is way deeper than he is tall, and he suddenly loses his grip on the side and goes ploop underneath the water. And that is how fast things can change for us. We have the structure, we have the plan, we've done everything right, and then life happens to us, and then we're in the emotion. And that's why the pre-curve, the setup, is intellectual, but the implementation is emotional. And as you are working to create what you want, things are not going to go perfectly. And then we have this moment where it all goes sideways, and you have to, what am I going to do now? And it's going to call on you to find inside yourself those pieces that are needed to carry you forward. I'm standing there in the pool. I have a 6-month-old in my hand. My other child just disappeared underneath the water. And I'll tell you, there were 5,000 thoughts ran through my head in a split second. And I thought, okay, I can't let go of this one. So maybe I can get out of the pool, and if I can put him far enough away from the pool, he won't roll and he won't, you know, fall into the pool while I'm rescuing the other one. And maybe I can put him behind a chair that's there, and hopefully he won't get too cold out of the water before I can get back to him. And where's that hook? And I had just started to move when my other son's head appeared, and he came up out of the water, holding on to the edge, and he turned himself around 180 degrees. And then he looked me straight in the eye and he said, first rule, don't panic. Yes, yes, that's the first rule, don't panic. And as you are implementing, as you are moving forward, as you have your business plans, your education, your training, when things don't go the way you want, when things change in the blink of an eye, remember the first rule is don't panic. There are going to be lessons for you in everything that you do. And when we can embrace the lessons that come, release the fail label, stay with the work, continue to do those hammer blows, continue to put that edge on, continue to straighten out that blade, straighten out that path, then you are going to get where you want to go. A real key piece of that is self-appreciation, to be able to really love on yourself for everything that you do in a day, for the progress that you do make. One of the very human things we do is to decide that what we are accomplished at, what comes easily, is no longer valid, and to always be looking forward to what didn't get done, the places we haven't reached. And so the self-appreciation is really huge for you to be able to stay in the work, to continue to move forward. Because if you're beating yourself up every day, eventually the soul is going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And so that self-appreciation piece, seeing your progress, acknowledging it, and leaning into it is a key part to get yourself where you want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are provided for you. We're going to be taking a break here in just a little bit. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com, where you can leave comments on my blog. You can listen to the podcast, and you can sign up for a free coaching session there as well. Follow me on Instagram and follow me on Facebook at Sunglow Transformation. And we're going to be talking about thermocycling when we come back, which is the process of being immersed and the internal transformation that happens when we are totally immersed in the work. It's one of the best parts of the katana blade. I absolutely love this part because of the transformation. So when we come back, we're going to talk about face-centered and body-centered.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging Life, Truth and Creation of Katana. And today we're talking about all the elements, all the parts that allow you to step into opportunity when it is presented to you. In the making of the katana, one of my most favorite parts of the process is what they call thermocycling. When the blade is pretty much formed and it has been ground smooth, then it has to go into what amounts to a baby volcano. It is totally immersed in this molten salt and held there for a period of time, pulled out, allowed to cool, and then re-immersed. And for the katana, it changes the internal molecular structure. And it refines it from big chunks like rocks into really ultra-fine sand. And it changes the body of the molecules from what we call face-centered. I want you to think of dice with dots on the outside. The dice are on the outside flats of the The dots are on the outside flats of the dice. Yeah. So that would be face-centered. And it changes the molecules from that face-centered to body-centered. And I want you to think of body-centered like one of these light cubes with a light bulb in the center. That light bulb is the body-centered molecule. And when it shifts like that, what it gives that steel, what it gives that blade is incredible resilience. So it doesn't bend or break in use. It also gives the edge an incredible ability to hold that edge, to stay razor sharp for extended period of use. And it's part of the process that really makes the katana what it is. For us as human beings, when we are in this thermal cycle, we get immersed into this all-encompassing peace. It's when we have adversity. It's when we have pain. It's when we have loss. When we're in life transitions, when we're immersed in our work, that's when we are immersed in our own salt pot, when we're in the thermal cycling. And that really, I guess, extremes of life really are those pieces where we change the most. We can get shifted from being face-centered, caring about the appearance, caring about perfection, caring about looking good for others, pleasing others, all of those pieces that don't really serve us very well. And then through the extreme experiences, we can be shifted to body-centered, to trusting ourselves, to listening to our intuition, to being present to what works for us, deepen our relationships. And the really interesting part is that you don't get great transformation from easy. It just doesn't work that way. If we can skate along and float along, it's really nice, it's fun, but you're not going to really learn the lessons in a deep way. You're not going to get them put into your body. And what you want is to have an embodiment of the work that you do, of your knowledge, so that you understand it. When I jumped off the corporate ladder, I was literally jumping into that molten salt. I was immersing myself in the world of entrepreneurship to figure it out, to learn how to bring in income, to care for my children, to balance everything. That's the thing about entrepreneurship is there are no nice little ends to your day, and you don't have the structure where you have to go work for somebody else and then you have your time off. It all gets blended together. And in that corporate jump off, stepping into the direct sales, I had to learn how to hand out my business card, talk to perfect strangers. I had to learn how to stand up and do a presentation to small groups of people. I had to learn how to continue to make phone calls and set appointments and have appointments not hold. And as I continued and stayed in that work, I was in this pressure chamber where I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone continually. And looking back on those years, what I realized is I was getting the body for being able to build a business from the grassroots up. It wasn't fun. It was fun sometimes. It was exciting sometimes. And it was a lot of work. In 2015, when I answered the call to step into life coaching, what I discovered is everything that seemed difficult when I was in direct sales became simple and easy for me as a life coach. I knew how to build a business from the grassroots up, to connect with people one-on-one, to have them experience me through speaking and through engagement. And now I've been able to build a successful coaching business because I had been in the thermal cycling of the direct sales business, One led to the other and allowed me to claim my significance. And that's the same for you. When you look at what you've been through, when you look at adversity, pain, loss, life transitions, being immersed in your work, know that you are learning really deep embodied skills that can take you forward to excel as you continue to build your business, work for that goal, that thing that is calling you, that life that you're creating for yourself. There are two things about getting through the thermocycling that is really important. One is being able to ask the right questions as you continue to build yourself up. This is asking why and how. Sometimes when we are not getting the outcomes that we want, when it seems like it's a struggle, when we are caught up and we ask, why is this happening to me? Why can't I move forward? Why is everybody else seeming to do it so simply? And why is this a chore for me? And when you ask yourself why, you are opening your subconscious, you're opening your brain to go find all the reasons why you don't measure up. And it's going to serve it up. It's going to put a big heaping pile of every mistake you made. It's going to back to the X's on the board. It's going to bring all those X's to the forefront and say, this is why. When you ask how can I improve? How can I get out of this? How can I make the strides I want? How can I get the outcomes I want? How is a completely different question. Your brain will go and find the answer to how. It'll get creative. It'll bring you ideas, who to talk to, steps to make, something you hadn't even thought of before, how to find the time, shift this, move that, step into that, hire this person. The how gives your brain that open, creative piece that gets you the answers you're looking for. So part of dealing with being in the thermocycling, being in the immersed and moving forward is asking the right question. You want to ask how. Also, there is the post-traumatic stress. That's a real thing. And it can show up not just when you have huge emotional pieces, things that happen, loss, tragedy. It can happen just from very simple, repeated day-to-day activities. I discovered post-traumatic stress from just making phone calls and calling and calling and calling, leaving messages and having somebody tell me no, and then not getting the yes, not getting the appointment. And so there was resistance. I'm sure any of you that are in business understand the resistance to reaching out and making that connection that can get you a new client, that can move your business forward. And the fear that is embodied in reaching out, we get scared. That phone weighs 10,000 pounds. Even if it's sent by a text, even if it's in an email, it's still scary because we might get a rejection. And so recognizing that it takes time to see that and to know that the only way forward is to look at the wins, to know you're going to get the yeses, and that it's just part of the business. Part of the numbers, to not take it personal, to really focus on the win of what you're doing. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to actually let go of that post-traumatic stress and hang on to the positive that will keep you in motion, keep you going. And then we're going to talk about what's in your steel, those elements that make you absolutely suitable and the most unique and wonderful person that you are and why you can claim that success. So I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. Find me on Instagram and Facebook at sunglowtransformation. You can, on the website, you can look at my blog and leave comments. You can listen to all the previous podcasts, and you can click on the link for a absolutely free coaching consultation. Would love to have the conversation with you. It's fun to connect.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hello, I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation. And we are talking today about forging a life and those pieces that help you claim the opportunities when they are presented. We're talking about post-traumatic stress that happens in big pieces when we have a loss, when we have things come totally apart, but it also happens in our day-to-day experience. We build up resistance to some of the activities that are needed for us to move forward in our business. And one of the things that we can do to counter that post-traumatic stress is to release focus of our outcomes. When we are looking to be able to have so many appointments, have so many clients, sell so much product, then we are looking at everything we're putting out and putting our energy on is something that's basically outside our control, because you cannot control what other people do. You can only control what you do. And when you reel it in, and instead of, for me, when I was in direct sales, you had to do the outreach to connect with people to set appointments. And so the focus of not how many appointments can I set, but the focus of how many outreaches am I going to do? And when I set the goal for however many outreaches, whether it's 10 or 20 in a day, and I make that goal, then I am winning. I am doing the activity that I said I was going to do, and that is an income producing activity. So that you focus on your activity, you focus on what you have control over and celebrate that. So then when you get the outcomes, whether you get the bookings or you don't get the bookings, whether you get the sales, whether you don't, what you know is you are doing the activity that's going to get you there. And so then you stay in process and you can celebrate your wins. And that's going to feed your soul to say, oh, this is great. We're winning. Let's stay with it. And you will have much less resistance, that procrastination, that let's go clean the garage when we're supposed to be making phone calls, is moderated because you are focusing on what you have control over. And so that's a huge piece to erase and eliminate that stress that comes from the repeated activities that can hold us up in our business. All of these pieces, the drawing out, the initial heat that draws you out, the pre-curve, the setup and the training, the planning that we have, being in the salt pot, the thermal cycling of our lives, all of it comes from the billet of steel. That's the beginning. And what's in your steel is the most important piece. Look around you. Anywhere you are listening to this, there is metal around you in a variety of ways, a variety of forms, doing a variety of jobs, being of service in huge, intricate ways. And the cool thing about steel, the steel that the katana is made from, and all steel, is 97% of it is iron. 3% of it are all the other elements: copper, molybdenum, vanadium, chrome, and the list goes on. But there's 3% that is a variety of other things. And that 3% dictates what you can and cannot do with that steel. It dictates how the steel is going to respond. It dictates what the steel is going to be good at, great to use for. And that's exactly like us. When you look at all of us, our human culture, 97%, we're pretty much the same. And yet each and every one of us has a 3% that is our unique elements, that 3% potency that gives us absolutely unlimited potential. Our 3% guarantees that we can have, be, do absolutely anything that we desire. We wouldn't have the desire for this specific thing, to do this thing, to become good at this, to serve the world in our unique way, if we hadn't been drawn out the way we were drawn out, if we hadn't had this training, the education, the pre-curve, if we haven't been into that salt pot, that immersion to transform, to become bodily ready for what we want to do. And every one of us has that, those elements in our internal crucible. It takes the process to bring it out. We have to be drawn out. We have to be pre-curved. We have to get straightened in. We have to get our edge. And we have to go into the immersion. And all of that brings forth our unique elements. And you have to trust your elements. You have to trust that what you have inside is real, is highly valuable, and is uniquely yours. So you want to believe in your elements, and you have to believe in yourself. That's the message of forging a life with a truth in the creation of Katana, that it's a process to get where you're going. And all along the process, you have you, and that your elements are secure and are guarantee of what that you can bring forth into the world and serve the world in your unique way. You know, one of the surest ways that we test our mettle is when we're stepping out to fulfill our purpose. When we accept the call to step up our game, to fill a new role, to work at a higher level, become a partner. Somebody wants to come work with us. Someone's asking us to come work with them. And you're going to feel like you're under pressure. And you might going to feel like it's going up in flames sometimes. But the failure only really happens when we give up, when we walk away. Everything else is learning. And the learning is required for us to live the life we envision. The learning is needed to bring out our elements, to hone our skills, to be able to claim that absolute best vision of ourselves and of our lives. So you have to trust the framework. You have to trust your experience. You have to trust the process, trust in yourself. And then you're going to be able to create that magnificent, highly functional work of art that is your life and business. So when the opportunity knocks, realize that you have been drawn out, prepared for the work you're going to do, that you have educated yourself, trained yourself, have the business plan, and all it is a matter of moving forward, taking those steps to put that edge on and straighten out the path. Realize that you're going to be able to grind clean and release that which does not serve you, that through the work, you are getting body ready, like you're going to have the body for doing whatever it is that you want to do and claiming that life for yourself. And it all comes from your billet of steel, your inner 3% that guarantees that you have what it takes. I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me on my website, which is Sunglow Transformation. There you can read the blog and comment. You can listen to the podcasts. You can sign up for a free coaching consultation. I love working one-on-one with people. I work in small groups, which I call masterminds. And you can bring me to your people, your team, to speak, to inspire, and to do interactive training. It's been a delight. Been great having you here. Until next time, thank you.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.